Okay, we're plugged in and ready to rock and roll. It's the Kres Files podcast. Adam plugging in here with author and researcher Janice Barcelo again. But our listeners didn't get to hear the last one because we had a fatal problem. So very frustrating. But Janice has come back today again to go through all the bullet points and what we were talking about. So today we're going to look at Janice's incredible, and I mean incredible, research and work on ultrasounds. We're going to be mostly looking at this because I just feel it's such an important topic. And I asked Janice to come on because we've discussed this before. She does have a book on this, and all of Janice's information will be attached into the podcast description. Everything you need, her radio show, if you need to email, all of that, I'll make sure it's all airtight in there for folks. And we'll, of course, talk about Janice's website and books as we wrap up today. But ultrasound is an incredibly important subject that I wanted Janice to come back on and go over. And we did a podcast about a week ago, and it just, the recording disappeared, or half of it. So I don't know what happened. So I'm monitoring today like a hawk, and this should be all clear, Janice. And everything's up on my website, kresfiles.com. Plenty going up. Contact me through the website. Some people always say, make sure you mention the website. They find it hard. And so it is kresfiles.com, double Z, C-R-A-double-Z. And you can go over there. It's my website. I run it by myself here in Sydney, Australia. Plenty going up. There is a small members, if you would like to be a member. That is mostly about keeping me going through every year at a time. Otherwise, I just can't. I need some support to keep the website the way that it is, or I can't keep going in this capacity. I just can't. It's just too hard. So members help me to continue. It's $5 Australian a month, and there's a great members area as well, and I do extra podcasts all the time, including the Night Watch podcast for the members. So it's a labor of love and a lot of years that we've been building that. It's a great website and very proud of it. Now, Janice, just a few little bullet points to bring people back into the conversation that we lost. I was just saying to you on the last one, it does look, if you look at the statistics, our fertility rates are dropping, especially in the West. I was just saying that I'm noticing a bit of a baby boom, which is a good thing. Around me, lots of young people, definitely 20s, girls are having baby one, baby two. They're carrying around everywhere. And I see a lot of young people at the protests and waking up. They're asking about these COVID jabs, and they're asking questions, and they're becoming more aware, and they want what's best for themselves and their families and everything. I'm just surprised how few people really truly understand what you're going to cover today about ultrasound. This is an insidious, violent attack on women when they're pregnant, and on these fetus, on this, you know, these children who haven't even come into the world yet. They're being attacked by this technology, and it's causing a whole load of problems here that you just can't believe. And the more I look into it, I just can't believe it. And I ask people, and they just don't have a clue. The doctor, because he's got his lab coat on, his stethoscope, he's recommending that mum go down and get all these ultrasounds when there's nothing wrong with mum, and she's having a great pregnancy. And they're being tricked into this, and then you're getting all these problems. So Janice is going to break all this down for us today, and maybe she's going to also talk a little bit about what ultrasound is, where it comes from, the history of it a little bit. And this is all to do with her great books, and there's more coming, I know, from Janice. Great to have you on, Janice, with me today. So good that you've come back again to do this after our terrible luck on the last one. But we move forward, we stay positive. And how are you going on your end? How's everything going?
Doing okay on this end. Of course, always trying to steer clear of the radiation that's coming at us from all angles, it seems. Mm. Ultrasound being one of the radiation-emitting weapons that we have to contend with today. Most people don't even know that it is radiation. And that's because we're under mind control, because obviously anything that can take a picture of the inside of your body is producing X-rays of a kind. You know what I'm saying? But people don't, it's like they're not in their right mind because they are under mind control, and so they can't see the obvious. Ultrasound is used for fetal surveillance. Ultrasound was developed as a weapon, as a military weapon, And they used it in the naval system to detect submarines. So it's a very powerful tool, especially for things that are in water, like our developing babies are in, you know, they're surrounded by a sack of a watery sack called the amniotic sac, and that amplifies the radiation and the potency of the tool. And the tool is very effective for those who wish to destroy, and in this case, to destroy mankind genetically, reproductively, causing brain damage. I'm absolutely certain ultrasound is a driving force behind the autism epidemic and the many neurological problems that we are seeing in children today, which are being exacerbated by the fact that the parents are using wireless devices. So these children are exposed to exorbitant levels of radiation. And the fact that they're still walking is truly amazing to me, that they're still emerging from the womb. Of course, we know that many of them die. Ultrasound is causing a very high rate of miscarriage and fetal death. So the ones that make it through are the lucky ones. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not, because to make it through into this world, it's a tough world to be in, you know, and the children are under attack from many, many angles. But people need to, you know, you need to get clear that the medical establishment is not your friend. The medical establishment does not have the well-being of you or your children in mind. That's not their job, no matter how much they pretend that it is. On the contrary, every single thing that they do is harming people. There's very, very little good coming out of the medical establishment in general, and this is especially true for obstetrics. There are no benefits to the use of ultrasound. Zero. It has no positive benefit in terms of the outcome of the children. And that includes ultrasonic fetal heart monitors, what they call Doppler. You know, they use Doppler radar to catch you speeding. These are high-tech weapons, and Doppler in particular causes extreme heating of the baby's watery sac, the blood, the cerebrospinal fluid, all the fluids that the baby, you know, is developing with and in are extremely heated up through the use of Doppler. Especially. And of course, the longer you have an ultrasound scan, the more likely, you know, the heating up is going to happen. But I read one statistic where, you know, a Doppler fetal heart monitor, one exposure is like 30 minutes of exposure to a scan. That's how much damage can be caused by these fetal heart monitors. And it makes no sense, because midwives have been using basic wooden fetoscopes for many decades, probably centuries, that worked fine to hear the heart rate. And you can buy a fetoscope on Amazon for like $12 and listen to your baby's heart rate. So we think all the, you know, we are mind controlled, because we think all this high tech, all this technology is somehow really beneficial. And if they use this technology when we're pregnant, that will ensure a positive outcome, when just the opposite is true. You cannot expose your baby to extremely high levels of radiation and ultrasonic frequencies and expect things are going to turn out okay in the long run. Dolphins and whales beach themselves with brain hemorrhages when they are exposed to ultrasound in the ocean. There's a reason for this. And yes, babies and all these innocent animals that they've trapped in laboratories are also having brain hemorrhages in the womb. And people blame it on vaccinations, and I'm not saying vaccines aren't a problem, because they really are. However, ultrasound needs to be recognized as a massive problem. Women are told not to get in hot tubs because heating can cause neurological damage and brain damage. And yet here they're being exposed to a technology that literally can cause bubbles. You know, when you put a flame under liquid and it bubbles up. Okay, ultrasonic radiation can also cause bubbles in the blood, in the cerebrospinal fluid, in the amniotic fluid. And these bubbles implode. This is called cavitation when they implode. And they implode at, you know, speeds up to 500 miles per second, fatally damaging all the cells in the area and heating things up to temperatures as high as the temperature on the surface of the sun. I'm not making this up. Now, it's very localized. The heating is localized. That does not mean it's not extremely damaging that this is occurring. And we have children being born with neural tube defects and a variety of issues that I am convinced are radiation-induced problems. And it's high time we know this, because the medical establishment is never going to tell you. They're going to cover it up just like they've been doing for the past 50. Well, they started using it in 1970 in obstetrics in the 1970s. They were very upset when they lost the ability to lose x-rays, because people got hip to the fact that x-rays were damaging the babies. So they had to find another way to surveil the children. And they did. And they started using ultrasound. That's when the infertility started happening in the 1970s. They knew this was going to happen, because you're going to find a variety of statistics in my ultrasound book that they've been capturing since the 1970s. It's as if they knew all of this stuff was going to happen, and they are measuring their handiwork to see how well their weaponry is working against us. And I can tell you without a doubt, infertility started happening in the 1970s with the introduction of ultrasound in obstetrics. And that is because ultrasound creates infertility. Ultrasound stops sperm production. Ultrasound creates deformations in the genitals. That's why we have so many boys being born with, you know, descended testicles and all a variety of genital problems.
Janice, you mentioned as well on the last show something about ultrasound and vasectomy.
Yeah. What? See, they're using ultrasound.
I just didn't want you to forget bringing that up, that's all.
Yeah, I appreciate that. They're using ultrasound to create what's called a non-invasive vasectomy. The way that they do this is, first of all, they understand that ultrasound causes extreme heating. This is radiation heating. And if they direct the beam at the vas deferens of adult men, it burns the vas deferens, causing coagulation in the vas deferens. The vas deferens being the organ through which the sperm has to travel to get to the penis. Okay, so if we burn the vas deferens and the vas deferens coagulate, then the sperm can't pass through the vas deferens to the penis. And presto, we have a vasectomy, permanent infertility. In fact, two 15-minute blasts of ultrasound to the adult male scrotum, you have a minimum of 6 months infertility because ultrasound stops sperm production. They have known this since at least the 1950s. And here they are directing these ultrasound beams at the genitals of our children under the guise of discovering the sex. And we've been stupid enough to let them do this, imagining that it's very important for us to know whether we're having a boy or a girl before the baby comes out so that we can design the nursery and put our children in these nurseries apart from us. This is the insanity of what we call a civilization. But this is why parents want to learn the sex, so they can buy the right clothes, they can design the nursery for the right colors, for the sex of the baby. It is ridiculous. You're endangering the fertility of your children. You're endangering the genetic structure of your children and the reproductive structure, literally. You can have a baby born with deformed genitals. And I got a bulletin for people. When you expose a developing baby girl to ultrasound, you're also exposing all of her eggs to ultrasound, because a baby girl has all of her eggs while she's developing in the womb. So now we have three generations. We've got the mother being irradiated, the baby girl being irradiated, and all of her eggs. The chances after three generations of this kind of irradiation of having a normal, genetically intact child are not good. Because radiation does cause genetic damage. It causes DNA damage. And that's something we all should be aware of. We should know this without Janice saying it, that radiation is a problem. But we want to deny it because we want to stay close to our cell phones. And we want to pretend that that cell tower we're looking at outside of our living room window isn't a problem. These are big problems, friends. They're trying to kill us. They're trying to destroy us. And radiation is their number one tool right now. I would say vaccination is a close second. But even this COVID vaccine is only effective in terms of totally killing people because they're injecting a wireless operating system into people that starts assembling once it's inside your body, turning people into walking wireless devices. That's what makes this COVID jab so effective in terms of literally causing millions of people to just drop dead. Especially because they're chronically exposed to pulsed microwave frequencies coming from their cell phones and their Wi-Fi in their house. If you've been jabbed, my friends, with this vaccine, the last place you want to be is in a building where there's Wi-Fi and everybody's using cell phones. Okay? You need to get out of it if you want to save your life, because this is what's going to trigger your death, is the exposure to the wireless devices to which your body is now responsive because of what they've injected into you. I know that sounds strong, but that is what's happening. And that's why athletes are dropping dead, because they are in highly irradiated environments. It's also why performers are dropping dead. Some of these football players, you know, they're in 5G stadiums. They are exposed to extreme radiation when they collapse. And so are the newscasters and all these performers who are dying suddenly. It's important to understand vaccines work synergistically with the frequencies. And I don't know if vaccines would be nearly as effective without these frequencies. Are you still there, Adam?
I'm here. Really good information, Shanice, indeed. And I think, last time we were discussing, you were just mentioning how this system itself is so sick in the way that it has to know every little detail about what it's doing to humanity, you know, and we see that very greatly with the COVID mRNA jabs themselves, and the lockdowns and this whole COVID nonsense over the last few years, and the testing and everything they did was all the numbers and data was crunched, you know. You see that with the ultrasound, as you said, I always say that, you know, this system around us is such a perverted freak. It's you know, it's like a predator, and it's always got to be getting into everybody's lives and minds and our spaces to find out every little detail that you're doing and everything. And as you said before earlier, I absolutely agree that if you look at something like ultrasound, coming in since the 70s and stuff, and they've got the data, they can see what's being done very clearly, just like they can with the COVID shots. You know, everyone who gets chipped basically with this operating systems and tech that you mentioned, and it goes into their bodies, and these people are now tagged electronically, basically by the system, by the state. You have technology inside your body that's not yours. It's owned by multinational drug companies and probably goes back to military ties and all of this. So it's not yours. So you've now been given something that you don't own, that they own. And your children have got this in, people are giving this to their children. So this is an unbelievable sort of way. And we see it all through their movies and their sci-fi movies and all of this, Janice, as well. It's always about tracking and tracing and monitoring and watching. I was just talking on a Nightwatch podcast the other night because I was reading a US article about, and because it just struck me because I'm seeing it here. I can't believe the amount of tech that is going in on the back of those 5G towers. And, of course, they were installed during the lockdowns. I'm not stupid. I can see it. They told us all to get locked down and then all these towers. And now it seems like every day I go out and I go around, there's all this tech and paneling. They're going on top of all the buildings and apartments. They're on the sides of people's houses. They're sticking the masks, like the heads of these 5G towers, on top of things everywhere. So you don't have the pole going up. It's just the head of it. And then they'll put in like a small one at the park and people didn't want it there. And then they'll wait. And then they keep building on these things. And they look like, I drive past them and I'm like, my stomach hurts. I get a bad feeling. I feel like that is some kind of weapon system. I get my intuition is telling me I don't even want to be around that thing. But there's all these weird things sticking up everywhere. And I noticed at the traffic lights at main roads, there's these bold black cameras and 5G, like white cream paneling everywhere. And I noticed that all around the schools, the hospitals now, they're building new hospitals and there's these towers all around them. It really is quite unbelievable. And it's, I got to say, I'm really worried about it because of the amount of tech that is being installed in our neighborhoods and everywhere now on the back of that. Now that everybody thinks that they've been given freedom, and COVID's over and you can go back to your lives now and it's all okay. I don't mind that tower or whatever. But I don't think people are really noticing all the technology attached to the towers. it wasn't just about the towers, it's all the technology, and I feel like it's about to come right outside our doors,
to be honest. People don't notice because they got their faces in their phones. That's number one. Number two, it is extraordinary when you look at this weaponry, which you called it exactly what it is, that people do not see that this is an alien invasion on the Earth. These technologies are not human. We are dealing with beings who are studying us, who are peering into us, and trying to figure out every detail of how we were created so that they can try to mimic that with their artificial reproductive technologies. This is alien weaponry, and it's only going to increase if we do not rise up and make the choice to stop using this weaponry. You see, those towers, they're not going to do much if they don't have a cell phone to lock onto or a Wi-Fi system to lock onto. Humans are a critical part of the system. In fact, they're admitting it now for 6G, that humans are going to be used as the power source for the system. Because we're walking antennas. And it's worse because we're breathing in heavy metals that they're spraying in our atmosphere, which makes us conductive to the frequencies. So they've got quite a weapon system going.
Boy.
Yeah.
Say that, Janice.
But we're bigger. We have to remember that. We are of the Creator's power. And we have the power to simply, you know, dematerialize this stuff. But we're not likely to engage in a dematerialization effort if we're so attached to our phones and our Wi-Fi. It's up to us to let go. We're not going to have children be healthy if we're insisting on going and exposing the babies to ultrasound. It's our fault. Who is putting the towers in? Who's up there climbing on those ladders, putting the transmitters everywhere? Who's doing that? Our people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And Optus in Australia, Telstra workers, yeah, they're up there now on their ladders installing this stuff against their own people.
And against themselves.
Yes, against themselves and their families.
Their own bloodlines. So this, you got to try to shake people out of the mind control as it wake up.
The problem is, Janice, though, like with all this, we've got so many police officers quitting the force and these kinds of people that can't do this anymore, but they're just bringing in migrants. You know, that's what they do. They just bring in migrants from the Middle East or Africa or whatever, or India, that have tech skills. And I notice they're the ones doing it now. They've been laying all sorts of things around the neighborhoods, and every time I see them, they're all Indians and stuff.
And, oh, really?
If you don't like, you know, the job, then we'll just replace you. That's how it is now. We'll just get someone else to do it. And they're happy just to be in this country and get paid that amount of money and be here. They're not going to buck the system. You know?
Interesting. Yeah, that's a very good point, Adam. Well, all of mankind needs to awaken to this, as we are contributing enormously to our own demise, and we have to stop it. And if we care about the future of our children, we absolutely need to understand this information, you know, how critical of a weapon the radiation is to them and against us. Ultrasound is a major problem. And I've had, you know, I have so many quotes in my book, but one Russian doctor said he recognized that there's really no more genetically healthy children on the Earth. because almost all of them have been exposed to ultrasound, and they've been genetically harmed. And that's, autistic children, a lot of them have what's called de novo mutations. De novo means new. It's a new genetic mutation that never existed in the family before. It shows up for the first time in the kids who have it. And there's only, the medical system will say, oh, well, it's a spontaneous genetic mutation. No, honey, it's not spontaneous. It's a radiation-induced genetic mutation, and they happen as a result of one of two things. Either the baby is being exposed to radiation, especially during early pregnancy, or the baby's parents were exposed to radiation and are now producing genetically damaged sperm and eggs that have caused the genetic mutation in their children. So you see where this is going. We're at the point now, I think it was Barry Trower, he worked for the British Royal Navy, and he's a microwave weapons expert. And he said three generations of exposure to the frequency that we're now being exposed to, 2.5 gigahertz, and they have permanent infertility. Okay? And we're right there, aren't we? We know that the dark forces have an agenda to depopulate the earth. And they are succeeding. They are hugely succeeding at this point, because many, many people are infertile, even though what you're seeing, Adam, is people having a lot of babies. When you look at the statistics all around the world, there's only one country that I'm aware of that actually has a reproductive rate that is at replacement level or above replacement level. Can you guess, Adam, what country that might be that's still able to reproduce at a rate higher than the...
Boy.
Can you guess?
Ooh, I'd be thinking maybe Asian or...
No, Asia, of course, no. It's not Asia, no? Because Asia's totally invested in the technologies, but it would be the very country from whence these technologies
are. Oh, of course, Israel.
Which is Israel.
Oh,
exactly.
That slipped my mind. They're the very ones behind it.
They're fully able to replace themselves and then some.
I forget, Janice, because it's not a country. It's on stolen land. It was set up by big bankers, It's not actually a real country. That's why I forget you say country, and I'm like, oh, I don't see it as a country.
But these are the creatures that have created these technologies. And these creatures are using different technologies in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Israel has above replacement level. So they're at 2.9 babies per couple, and 2.1 is the replacement level. So they're nicely well above that. And I don't know of hardly any other countries that are anywhere near that. Most countries at this point are below replacement level. That's because of the radiation. And also the interesting thing about Israel is they're not having all of this high mortality. Okay, right now Israel has the lowest mortality that it's had for decades. While people are dropping dead all over all these other countries, in Israel, the death rate's actually going down.
Didn't they have harsh vaccination policies for COVID, though, Janice? That's what we all heard. Everyone was people trying to get out of the country, and they were enforcing it on everyone. We wonder if the whole thing was a psyop, because we do know that the actual technology and mindset behind the mRNA jabs is Israeli tech as well. People better know this.
It's all Jewish, from all of it.
What do you think the CEOs of Pfizer are all Jews, Zionist Jews? And that's what people, these jabs, that that all stems from there. People really need to get this in their minds.
You need to get who the enemy is, who it is that's trying to destroy you. And without a doubt, it is the Jews who are seeking to destroy the rest of the earth's population. They want to control the world. That is their plan. And they can carry out these plans over many centuries. They're not, I don't know how deep you want to go into this, Adam, but they're not like us, okay? They're definitely not like us. They have a hive mind through which they operate, almost like artificial intelligence. Even though they look like us, they show up looking human. They are not like us. They have almost no feelings, the beings that are creating these technologies. And, you know, I can't give them all the blame because our people, our race, the white race, we're also so gullible and trusting that we've participated in the creation of these technologies. Like I just said, who the hell's climbing the towers? You said it's a lot of Asians or brown-skinned people in your area. Here in the U.S., it's mostly white men that I see doing all this work. I don't see, you know, I don't think we're going to find Jews climbing any cell towers. Put it that way. They're cowards.
Oh, yeah, like I just mean the cable, putting the cables and certain things. But as you said, Janice, the actual telco companies, the people behind it, yeah, they'd be Australian guys too, because the skill levels to work for these telco companies, they're quite high too. And so, yeah, I still see it the way that you do in the US. I just mean what I was saying before is I think that as people can't do it anymore, or they do become aware of the dangers and that they are participating in this evil, I think that they might find something else to do. But they're very smart guys, yeah. You know, definitely, you know, and they work for these companies. But at the moment, I don't see it with both parties. I don't see it. I see it them driving around and installing all this stuff. And I think they enjoy it because they think that technology brings good. It brings good to everyone. It lights up everyone's homes. It brings them their TVs and their smart goods and all this. And they feel like it's great to live in an age where we have speedy download things and all of this. But they're not seeing the real face behind the mask there.
No, they're not. I'm reminded, too, of a short video of an Australian man who got sick. He was installing these towers and he got super sick from the radiation and then began to realize what he had participated in. And he took a military tank and drove through the streets, knocking the towers down. Did you see this video? The guy's a hero. Oh my God. This is a couple of years ago. I saw this video. I have it posted on my radiation website. So once the guys do figure it out, you know, yeah, they're going to find something else to do. And with any luck at all, they'll get so pissed off that they'll take the towers down. These towers are being set on fire all over the world, basically all over Europe anyway. I don't know why the United States, the people are so timid, and I guess in Australia too. But it's time
we
now.
We don't need them. We don't need them, Janice. We don't need them. I mean, they just made a big cry about the copper cabling, which is the NBN network here. So they laid the copper cable down under the ground. That gives everyone, I mean, I had broadband cable. I've got everything wired up. You know, I don't turn the Wi-Fi on. We were happy. I just feel like people, we need to stand up. We don't need these towers. We've just had communities in my area having meeting after meeting that they don't want this new tower down the park near where I live, and they've put it in anyway.
Yeah, I know.
On the back of the whole community having meetings saying we've got kids playing here all day, the school's right there, but of course there's a new school. So they just did it anyway, and this is what we want people to understand. This is not like something where the community can go and have a meeting and then push back. They're doing it because this is intentional. This is a weapon system that the New World Order wants to install, whether you like it or not. And so this is where we might need to get the vigilantes back out, Janice, as you said, and people getting angry here. And maybe we have to take these down ourselves It's going to get so bad. And it's going to be like a digital spider web we just won't get out of.
Yes. Yes. So, yes. Yes to all that. And to know that we do have power, like you said, to not use wireless. I don't have any wireless devices in my house. Everything's wired. You know, all I have is internet. And I have older appliances that don't have any smart features. And I have a car that's older that doesn't have any wireless in it. Like, these are choices that we make. We don't need this stuff. There's no real benefit to it. We think it's super convenient and great, but it's deadly. So it's time to make better choices. And it's time to make better choices with respect to when we're bringing babies into this world, too. You don't just hand your body and your baby over to the medical establishment, especially now that you see they're trying to kill people. But they've been trying to kill people for a long time. We haven't seen it.
Oh, they're when we had our little one, Janice, she's 7 now, so, you know, nearly 8 years ago, that's when I found your work and Jim West. And we went through that, you know, because I've been through it. I didn't know. And straight away, because my wife was pregnant, she was completely healthy, not an issue. They sent us to this place to get an ultrasound, and they told us it was completely safe. And we went in the room, and that's what I was saying. I noticed that with the wand, the baby was turning in there, turning away from it, and other mothers have told me this. And I got really creeped out about it. I didn't like it. I felt like it was so violating. Like, I felt like it was like a rape thing almost with that technology. And she was stabbing the wand in to get the baby to sit still so they could take a photo. And I thought, this is ridiculous. My intuition was just blowing out of my head. And I was like, why am I doing this? And then when I found your work and I contacted you and I was asking questions, I never realized. I was like, oh my goodness me. But we had a hell of a time going to the hospital. We went through the hospital where they were really nasty about the ultrasound. They didn't ever care about the vaccines, that we didn't want that. And this one doctor, he was furious that I told him we're not getting any more ultrasound. And he wanted to drill a Doppler into the back of the baby's skull in utero. It's so they can monitor the heartbeat, and the heartbeat was perfectly healthy. And I told him, you're just a monster. And we had this argument, and he wrote that my wife was high risk. And we went to another doctor, and then we went to another doctor. We got a Colombian guy at the end, and he was better. But it's still at the end, he said, I trust my science, you know, like I trust my job and what we do. But if you don't want to get it, that's fine. But it was such an incredible, surreal experience for us. And they tried to make a healthy pregnancy a loving one. They tried to turn it into something ugly and fearful. And I never let that happen. And we got out of there on the day after we had it. The midwives were actually fantastic. God bless them. They wanted to come in and intervene. And she told them to get out of the room, you know. And we did it. And we went home the next day. And I didn't give blood samples. I didn't get any of it. I've never been back. She's never seen a doctor. And so, but that initial sort of ultrasound thing really sparked him off. And I told him, do you know anything about this? Are you willing to even have a look at some material I could send you? He didn't want to know. He was just so angry. Why the hell would you drill a Doppler device into the back of a baby's skull for no reason when you're in a perfectly healthy situation of pregnancy? So that goes to show you, you know. That was just my little experience, but I did, thank God, found your work.
Yeah, they call these internal fetal heart monitors, where they literally have a screw at the end of a probe that they screw into the baby's head. They insert their hands into a mother's laboring vagina up through her cervix to screw this thing into the baby's head.
It's just evil.
What kind of sadistic psychopath thought it's a good idea to screw something into the baby's head to hear the heartbeat. Are they nuts? Or are they just totally demonically evil?
They're demonically evil, Janice, because they already had a normal Doppler and the heartbeat was thumping through the room. It was absolutely perfect.
Well, Doppler is not good either.
I'm just saying that the little bit that we did, I said, we're fine. Look, everything's fine here. There's no issues.
Yeah.
They don't like when you say no to their technology because they think they're God.
They are. They're power tripping. You're dealing with, I would say it's the God of medicine, you know, and all these little demigods running around, these doctors thinking who the hell they are.
That's like the chemist, Janice. You know, when you go into the chemist, they're always up high. You know, they look down at you, you know, they have that appeal. And this is what we said on the last one as well, that the mums just, they're so careful about everything they do and consume, and they love their babies so much. They love them, but they won't even question the doctor who's telling them to go in and get this insidious technology done. And they won't question that because they have so much trust and faith in the medical system, even when it kills them and their families. They'll thank the doctors and the specialists. Thank you, doctor, you know, for all your hard work and everything. It wasn't them. They're a bunch of serial killers.
They're getting away with murder.
If you want to go to a hospital, there's a bunch of serial killers walking around there in white coats.
That is the great way to say it. They really are serial killers. They've killed, you know, in the United States, the medical establishment is the number one killer, without question. These are valid statistics that have been found. So they are. They're serial murderers. The problem, too, is us, because what makes us think that it's an okay thing to go into a hospital to give birth? You know, hospitals are places of death, of disease, of extreme toxicity and trauma. Why in the world would we think that that's a good place to give birth? It's because we're under mind control and we have to break it. There's nothing beneficial about giving birth in that kind of an environment. There's nothing beneficial about going to an obstetrician while you're pregnant. There's nothing that they're going to offer you that will help you. Their job is to instill fear. Their job is to vampire your blood, invade your privacy, right? Expose your baby to radiation and other noxious procedures like vaccination or Rogam shots for Rh negative women. You know, I did a webinar last year on the dark side of prenatal care. People ought to go look at my website at birthofanewearth.com and get the MP4 of that webinar so you can understand what the medical establishment is really up to and what is behind all these protocols that they claim are beneficial that are not beneficial. On the contrary, with ultrasound being a primary problem, do not ever allow them to expose your developing baby to ultrasound, especially in the first 12 weeks, because that is a time of rapid cell division. And if you've got a cell that's been genetically damaged by radiation from the ultrasound, that cell is going to reproduce itself, right? Multiply, 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 and you are going to have a severely genetically damaged child. Do not allow them to do this. Stand up. If they don't want to accept that you say no, go elsewhere. Don't even go in the first place.
No. We didn't go at all outside of that first trip, and that's all we had. That's it. It had nothing to do with the system, and we were fine. I guess they just put fear in people, in the woman, you know, that something could happen, Janice. But, we really do see the system as a predator really latching on to pregnancies. We know it's the main one. When women get pregnant, that system really wants them, and it grabs them every which way it can. to bring them in, you know. You never see it, you don't see it so much with anything else. They want to really push those jabs on people, but when women are pregnant, that's when the system really, really becomes a dark predator, and it really hunts them down and goes after them, you know. They really don't leave you alone.
It's amazing. I can hear people asking the question, but what if something's wrong? Yes. Here's the thing. If something's wrong, let's say they find something wrong with an ultrasound. Number one, at least half of these are false positives, okay? There's an enormous rate of false positive results. Number two, they can't fix it if something is wrong. The only option you're going to be given is to kill your baby through abortion. They cannot fix things, no matter what kind of, you know, smoke and mirrors they give you about how, you know, it's best to find out if something's wrong ahead of time, you know, so that they can intervene. They cannot fix a problem.
It's mostly cord around the neck, Janice. That's what they told us. The baby's cord was around the neck. That's how they get people, and they scare them.
The mother thinks they're
going to strangle. You know,
people need to understand, babies are not breathing while they're in the womb. They are receiving all of their oxygen through the blood. So a cord being around the neck, it's not like the baby's choking and not getting oxygen. A cord being around the body multiple times is not uncommon as the baby bounces around, and it's not often an issue. Only in the minds of the medical establishment will they say, you know, the baby's cord's wrapped around the neck, or you have an aging placenta, or you don't have enough fluid. They make up shit as they go to try to get parents to acquiesce to induction of labor, you know, a variety of protocols that they're going to try to get you to say yes to, because it's money for them, and it's also part of the initiatory process into the Luciferian world. All of these are rituals. Induction actually means it's a ritual. You're being initiated into a cult. Military are inducted into the military. Police are inducted into the police academy. Babies are inducted into the Luciferian world through the process of induction of labor. They chose that word for a reason. They've been telling us all along that once we go to them, we have turned ourselves over to the Luciferian forces. Hospitals are Luciferian temples of the occult, in which many, many vile rituals take place daily, including placing babies in neonatal intensive care units where they're repeatedly tortured day after day. They're trapped. C-section is a satanic ritual. Induction is a satanic ritual. Clamping and cutting the umbilical cord and stealing the baby's cord blood and placenta and selling it to the highest bidder. These are satanic rituals. Circumcision. Cutting off the most sensitive part of an infant's penis without anesthetic. For no medical reason whatsoever, is a satanic ritual. These are rituals of torture. And ultrasound is one of them, which is why babies are trying to get away from the beam. They are electroshock torturing babies in the womb with ultrasound.
Yes, the spinning away, Janice, I was mentioning before, and others have said that they noticed when they used the wand, the ultrasound, the baby was turning, and you mentioned this, that it's the noise, the frequencies.
They're being electroshocked, and also, first of all, it creates nausea, headaches. They're being overheated, okay, with the technology, and the noise ultrasound has been recorded at 120 decibels in the womb. This is like, you know, being next to a chainsaw when it's in operation. It is freaking terrifying to a developing baby to have to hear this noise, feel that energy. And they're trapped. They are trapped. They can't get away.
I'm just thinking, Janice, you know, I see all these mum groups now. They're doing yoga on the beach. They got their bellies in the sunshine, you know, and they're doing gentle exercises with these big bellies. They're about to give birth any day, and I see them down the beach all the time. Do they know this?
No.
I mean, because they're doing all these wonderful things with the greatest of intentions.
Yes.
And they want the best for their child when it comes out. They want to be and they're healthy. They look beautiful, a lot of them. They're beautiful women. They look amazing. You know, they're in the sunshine. I see them. They're very careful. And they're going in and lying down in these torture rooms, because that's what they are, and these people, and are telling them that this is completely safe and it's not radiation. And I'm thinking too here, Janice, about the technicians who are carrying out these events with the wands. They're getting hit as well. It must be damaging their health extremely.
That's why they have so many miscarriages. These physiotherapists, yeah. These ultrasound.
Yes. Oh yes, well it's all the therapies and all sorts of industries, medical industries, sporting that the use of ultrasound now. Yeah, they're even doing it with dental.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yep, yes. That's why they have so many miscarriages. People have no idea because the medical establishment's been lying. My book is an eye-opener. For people that are willing to read this book, I only have 2 copies right now. I have to order more copies because I just finished a sale, so the books flew out the window. But this is a very important book. People need to understand what they're doing and to make better choices. It's time. Now we have to wake up. We have to see. We have to know. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's right, Janice. Another quick point where we're finishing up the show for today. I just wanted to go back quickly because it's something that people will say. They'll say, oh, you say this about the medical system, but what about if you fall down a hole or get hit by a car or break your leg? You're going to need it, so you're a hypocrite. Like, you know, you might have a situation in your life where you need a doctor or you need to have surgery or something happens. How do we define that?
Well, we define it by saying the medical establishment might have a place with emergency medicine like that. You know, if you have severe trauma to the body, broken bones, they might be able to snap your bones back into place. And, you know, they might have a place for certain things. But in general, I'm going to avoid them like the plague.
Me too.
Okay?
Me too.
If I got to go, I got to go. But you don't have to go when you're pregnant. Pregnancy is not an emergency. It's a normal human physiological process. And your body is generally well equipped to do it. I will put a caveat there to say, if you yourself were born in a hospital, you're probably carrying birth trauma, unbeknownst to you. It's unconscious. But that birth trauma can affect the way you give birth if you don't resolve it. So it has come to the point where it's very tricky to try to give birth outside the system. Because we've got two things working. There's a compulsion, an underlying compulsion to recreate the trauma because we're always trying to work it out. And the way that humans try to work out the trauma is they recreate a similar set of circumstances, hoping that they can generate a happy ending, which will resolve the original trauma. I hope I'm making sense, but it's like if you are born to a couple and the father is abusing a mother, this is happening while you're in the womb, you might grow up and as a woman be attracted to an abusive man, or as a man be attracted to an abusive woman, similar to what was going on with your parents when you were in the womb. And the reason you're recreating it is because you're trying to work it out. So if you attract an abusive partner and you can make that partner be kind and loving to you, the idea is that then the original trauma will work out. But generally, it doesn't happen that way. And the trauma gets recreated and compounds over time. It can escalate. So that if we have birth trauma and we don't know it, let's say we're born by cesarean section and we don't even realize that that's a problem. Somewhere in your body, you know it's a problem. You know you have trauma. Your cells know it. Okay, and when you get to the hospital, there's going to be very likely a set of events that are similar to what you experienced when you were born. So it's important to try to become conscious of birth trauma, which is why I wrote my birth trauma book, to help bring this issue to consciousness, help trigger memory for people, you know, try to work out that trauma so that you can avoid the hospital successfully and give birth at home gently and easily without a repetition, without any traumatic repetition occurring. You know, I often think that the children who were born, let's say, in around the turn of the century, the millennials, okay, these children were exposed to extremely high levels of ultrasonic radiation while they were in the womb, along with wireless radiation, right? So they've had massive radiation-induced trauma. And now these children are coming of age in a world where the radiation has magnified exponentially because they are recreating their womb experience quite literally. And a way to understand this is, let's say, like I was in a womb where my mother smoked. Okay, when you're in a womb where your mother smoked and your oxygen is being depleted, that is an insult and a trauma. It's called prenatal trauma. And when I came of age and I lived in Hawaii, I recreated my womb experience by living on an island where they were burning sugarcane. And 9 months out of the year, every single day, these big, huge plumes of smoke would rise up into the sky and fall down into the ocean and all over the earth. I was recreating, and we were recreating in mass, the toxic womb. This is the nature of traumatic repetition. And we are now in a toxic womb, the likes of which has probably never existed in all of creation. Because we are recreating our trauma. And we haven't become aware of it. We're not aware of the origins of our trauma. We haven't paid any attention to the importance of healing it. How can we if we don't know it even exists? What I'm telling you is that there is massive amounts of prenatal and birth trauma that people are carrying, and that it influences our lives, and especially the way that we conceive, gestate, and birth our babies. So it's super important to get hip to these issues. Please go to my website at birthofanewearth.com. Check out my birth trauma book. Check out my ultrasound book. I'm right now writing the second edition of my third book, which is Are Wireless Devices Really Safe? So I've got so much information to share with people. It's hard for me, you know, to try to organize it all in a one-hour show, Adam. But there's a lot of it in the books that can help you. And I've got so much information on my website that can really help people. So please visit the website and check out my books and my webinars. There's a lot that people can come to understand if they tap into my work.
Sure is. Absolutely. Massive body of work there. And, of course, Janice, if this is taking place, this assault and this ultrasound is causing so much damage, we are indeed going to be breeding sicker people, or people who perhaps might rely a lot more on the medical system. Hence what I was saying before about the doctors praying and surgeons and all this stuff. Maybe we ought to be going the other way, since the world is inverted, right? If we do the opposite, it must be right. And it's just common sense. If you do the opposite of what the system wants you to do, you always do well. And that's how I sort of think of things. But if we're injuring our children like this at birth and vaccinating them and all this stuff, then they're going to rely on the medical system and a lot more, than kids who are brought up in a proper way and don't have these weaknesses, that can be triggered by all sorts of things. And this is a good thing, because, then you'll learn that you don't need the medical system so much. And I guess we want to try to instill that back into pregnant women as well, and young women who are even thinking of, we want to get this sort of podcast and your books and information out to especially families who might be pregnant now and might have had an ultrasound or thinking of getting more, or they might be ready to start a family. We want them, because it's a game of fear. And once you get caught up with these doctors, because I've been through it, they scare you, and they don't like being told no, thank you. But it's your right. It's your right. You don't have to, you don't owe them anything. You don't owe these doctors or medical people one damn thing. It's your body and it's your life. And you take control of it.
You work for me.
That's right. But they think they don't see it, Janice. They think they have to go under their orders, because you're doing a bad thing if you don't do what the doctor says. Who's he?
Exactly. I agree, Adam.
But they plant those little fear seeds, and then women get worried that something's going to happen to their baby. And when there's nothing wrong, and as Janice said, their ultrasounds, they don't change any outcome. And if you get more ultrasounds because he's telling you that you've got a problem in there, it's just going to make it worse.
Ultrasound, I should tell you, causes intrauterine fetal growth retardation. This is why so many babies are being born low birth weight. This is why so many babies are being born premature. Okay? This is a real big problem technology. Don't let them expose your baby to it.
You mentioned the bones as well, Janice, before, the burning of the bones, and also the misshaped heads, the microcephaly. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's microcephaly. We've got several diseases. I'm trying to think. Treacher-Collins disease, where the bones of the face are all, they've melted. These children have deformed bones all through their face. Microcephaly, there's no freaking bones at all, because the bones have melted. Okay, there's diseases like progeria, which is a disease of rapid aging in children, where they age maybe 13 years for every year they're alive. This is radiation-induced rapid aging. All of this is radiation-induced. With ultrasound being a primary problem and wireless devices being right next to it.
That's right. Yeah. And of course, the doctors will say the child's just got this rare condition. We don't know why. it just happens. Just unlucky, I guess. No one's looking at
it. There's a reason. It doesn't just happen. There's a reason for this, and we need to get on it. These are radiation-induced problems.
That's right, Janice. Unbelievable. And, of course, we can't go over everything in the hour, but we can do our best to put a podcast out there and get information. And I'll put all your information in the podcast description, of course. Your book, obviously, Janice, banned on Amazon and stuff. Let people know as well, because you send the books out. You've had a whole lot of whole host of issues, printing, because it's so expensive and everything. But you've found a pretty good system at the moment, and you're getting printed the books that you need, and you ship them out to people personally in the post.
I do. I ship out signed copies of my book. It's really the only way you can get my books unless you happen to find one on eBay or something. They're charging $250 or $300 per book. No, you can get my books at a reasonable price on my website at birthofanewearth.com directly through me. And I sign them for you. And that's really the only place you can get them because they have been banned. I have been censored pretty much everywhere at this point because, of course, the medical establishment and the powers that shouldn't be do not want people to know this information. But I did find a way to get my books printed and to sell them myself. I'm selling them privately, so you can get them at birthofanewearth.com.
And that's all the books, Shanice, that you've done? They're all available now?
Well, the wireless radiation book is only available right now in PDF because I'm still working on the second edition. It should be, I should have that book ready by the end of February, more copies of that book, the second edition of that book.
And Janice also has PDF copies of the books for people to download straight away and have at home if they want them quicker and for a great price. So that's a good option. But this, most importantly, Janice, all this is all on Birth of a New Earth because you do have radiation dangers, but that's kind of like a separate website that you have as well that I always post just so people can see that because there's a tremendous amount of work on there.
Yeah. I have two websites. So I've got my birth website. Lots of important information there. And my radiation website, radiationdangers.com, has a huge amount of information about wireless and about ultrasound also, and other technologies like the wind and the solar, and all of these technologies are basically lethal. And it's high, and we know it.
Wind turbines, Janice, are ultrasound or infrared?
Wind turbines are putting out infrasound. Okay, infrasound is equally dangerous as ultrasound. And right now they've got a wind farm, for example. They put it in offshore in the ocean off of New York and New Jersey, and whales are dying on the shores of New Jersey.
Yes, there's been reports in Holland as well of cattle and animals dying around these wind farms, and also animals screaming at night
because they're being tortured. These are weapons, people. This is an alien weapons system. If you ever look at those wind turbines, how can you not see that this shit does not belong on the earth?
That's right.
This is lethal. These are lethal weapons.
Horrible. And perhaps these entities are creating a better environment for themselves to be here through these frequencies. But it's not human, and it's not part of our existence and natural law, God or anything. It's completely, completely demonic and satanic. And these forces could be creating this to be here more or come in and out more. I don't know. But it definitely would imply to me that they're trying to create a better environment for themselves to be here. But it's torturing us and life on Earth because it's not of this Earth. It's completely against everything that we stand for. So it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable, but it's important information, Janice, we get out.
Yeah, these frequencies were never designed to be on the earth. They're not meant to be on the earth. They need to get off the earth. And all the beings that are responsible for this technology need to get off the earth. We must expel them from the earth. It is not enough to expel them from a country. Okay? Because they just keep doing it wherever they go. It's time now to say we're not willing to coexist with evil. Leave. Leave, go back to whatever dimension you came from, and you should be quarantined for the rest of eternity so that you can only vampire and parasite and harm each other and never touch another good thing again. That's really how I feel. They need to go. We need to insist that they leave the earth, that we're no longer willing to coexist with them. Goodbye.
That's right, and we're being fed on. Being fed on, Janice, and they do show us the Dracula character. That's exactly what they are. They're telling us what they are. They're showing us through entertainment, but we're not taking it seriously because we think it's just a movie. So that is going in subconsciously. We are contracting with this system. It is showing us what it is through their content. We are watching it. We're contracting, and we think it's all entertainment. That's how they're getting us. And it's unbelievable. And they're getting us to harm and kill ourselves. As well. They're manipulating us into doing this, and it's really got to stop. It's got to stop, and I like that. That's really good. Quarantine them so that they starve and have to eat themselves. Yeah, that's what we would like to see. That's a really good one. I like that. Or just put them in a big sea of poo.
I say quarantine them in the furthest corner of the furthest universe.
There's got to be somewhere. My goodness.
We want our planet back. We want them gone. End of story.
That's right. And it's an energy thing. We just have to change our vibrational frequencies and shift it to a more loving state, and we can starve this thing out. That's what's important for people to understand. They're feeding on our negative energies. And that's why they're keeping us bogged down in a fear state, because it's feeding on that. But once we change it, and I think that's happening, it's going to have to go. It won't have a choice. It can't stay. So it's incredible times to be alive, Janice. A real battle for survival for all of us. But I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here, and our listeners are. And we're here for this. We're here for a reason. We came here for a reason. I do believe that. And we're here, and that's it. We can't turn back now. We've got to just keep moving forward and fight this right through to the end, and stay true. And as you said so well, stay out of this system. Treat it like a grim reaper, and start relying on yourself. And be your own doctor. And I think that's really important for people to know. So we'll continue for some more podcasts as we move into the year, Janice. Always great to have you on. You're doing a radio show now as well for the US listeners. When is that show, Janice? Just saying, because there's a lot of people listening in the US. When's your show each week?
My show is on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern at Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN.org.
How cool is that, folks? That's great, and I'll put that link in as well, Janice. Stay there for one sec while I stop the recording. Great to have you on. You're just doing an amazing service. You really are. Your tireless research, your years of research into this, you haven't stopped. I know it's been exhausting for you. You've been cancelled and pushed back and blocked everywhere you go. This system has made it so hard for us and you yourself to do your work and what you need to do, and you've still managed to find a way. Of course, we want folks out there to help Janice's work. I'll put up ways that you can donate to Janice to help her continue forward. It really does help, and we need this information out to the public and to share it. So real independent podcasting we are doing here, and always great to speak to you, Janice, and I look forward to our next chat.
Thank you so much, Adam. You take good care. Bye, everybody.